This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get you ready for tonight's final game, final home game for the Philadelphia Phillies, regular season home
there
game.
There you go.
Of the 2024 season against the Cubs with leading off. But now, sponsored by T-Mobile, head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. It's everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I feel like I always have questions in life that I feel like I need help with, because, again, we're off of people helping people.
Yep.
And what I have for you today is the top five biggest questions that I have in life right now. I'm starting with number five.
Yeah.
Is Spike...
Oh, no. Why is everything in the 5 o'clock hour about me?
And Greg Giannotti feuding? There's behind-the-scenes rumors that...
I can't believe this is on the air. We are not feuding.
Who is Greg Giannotti?
Gio from the W.
Oh, Gio.
From the morning show, because of the meeting we had earlier. This yes. We are not... You needed a number five, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
No, we are not feuding.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
We are not feuding.
I don't know. It sounds like there's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
I love Gio.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll call him sometime.
I texted him today.
Reach out. Was that after?
Yes, it was. Of course it was afterwards.
You know what I saw in the text, though?
Yeah.
The last two texts that were sent. July 27th.
Oh, God.
Do you know who sent those last two texts?
You?
You.
And were they responded to?
I believe they were not.
Oh, they were not. Hold on. They weren't responded to?
No. Wow.
Oh, that's a problem.
And he's got it's not a problem. I'm just saying, I just wanted to be sure that I wasn't in the wrong.
No, you're not in the wrong.
I was not in the wrong.
No, you weren't in the wrong.
I wasn't in the wrong.
Nope.
I can't believe
Don't worry
you,
about
Jack.
It. Move on.
The fourth biggest question I have in life right now.
COO. All right. Okay. All right.
In life right now, is Taiwan Walker the worst free agent signing that we've had of my lifetime? For $72 million. Again, Adam Eaton was only 20.
Yeah.
And
he
got roasted in this town. Namdi got a lot, and I get it. But Taiwan is a lot of money and also unpitchable. Arrieta sucked, but like he was pitchable.
Yeah.
His ERA is over 7.
And Arrieta was more annoying. He was bad, but he was also very, very annoying.
Byron Maxwell was
bad.
Was pretty bad.
You could tell from jump street.
Tobias is the most money, but he at least was productive in a stat sheet.
Wait, an all-star level for 3 years.
One year.
Okay.
In a COVID year. You are sickening. You really are. I'm so glad Tobias is gone. We don't have to deal with this bit anymore.
Tobias.
But yeah, I think you can make the case he's the worst free agent signing of all time, or at least the last 25 years.
Last year he was pitchable.
Yes,
he did a 4.5 ERA,
15 wins.
I've never seen a regular starter get hit as hard as Taiwan got hit this year. Literally every time he went out there, and they were saying on the broadcast last night, he's just not missing bats.
Really. Well, it's a tough spot for the broadcasters, because obviously they can't.
They don't know what the hell. Yeah,
I felt bad even asking LA about it today.
Because you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, what's he going to say?
I know. The third biggest question I have in life right now. Now, I thought the standing O was put away. But I think there might be one in the works after the bye week for old Nick.
Yes.
He looks like he needs one. I'm just saying, like, I think he's coaching with a lot of angst. He feels like the city's not really behind him. In order to get Nick making the right decisions, I think, imagine how happy he'd be with a standing ovation.
So if they win on Sunday,
probably out.
If they lose on Sunday, it's going to be tough to get them standing.
Try giving him one after that.
Dude,
yeah.
They're going to be down Devontae, AJ.
Nobody cares. He'll get blamed for the injuries. I would love to give a Nick standing O would be outrageous in a good way.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, we have to do it without you?
Yeah.
Big dog, what if they win on Sunday?
Well, they win. We're 3-1.
Yeah.
We don't need no standing O.
Oh, yeah. They're fine.
Nick's game. We won this past Sunday.
Dude,
Nick's game crushed.
They win Sunday. Nick gets all the credit.
He should. A large portion.
That's why I'm going with it.
He's
shorthanded.
Yeah.
Unless Jalen throws for X amount of yards without his top two receivers.
Well, thank God.
As long as Jalen doesn't turn the ball over.
Thank God Nick is telling Kellen Moore what to do. That's what I'll say. If Jalen throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns,
right.
I will thank Nick Sirianni.
Just saying. Guy looks like he kind of needs a standing up.
He does.
He may need a hug.
Exactly. Which is,
well, then we send Jack in. Both hands on the back, buddy.
Dude, I'm a good hugger. A good hugger.
Okay.
The second biggest question I have in life right now is also Spike related.
Oh, stop.
I just want to know, are you ready for a Sixers season? Given how...
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about with the callers and the pent-up Jalen frustration they have with you, the Sirianni... it's all going to turn back on Embiid. And we had a little preview of it, but now you're more seasoned. I would say it was a 4 out of 10 on handling the Embiid stuff at the end of last
There's
season.
There's no way he handles it well this year.
Okay. A couple of things with you
no
two.
No way.
You two jokers over
well,
here.
Well, I'm just saying.
The first thing is, the playoffs, it was my first... 3 weeks on the air.
Yep.
So I was not as prepared as I am now.
This is my show.
The other thing is that I don't think people understand because they have not, their image of me is Sixers guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I am critical of these guys when I need to be critical. I've ripped Joel before.
I agree.
Yeah, on some podcast.
I agree.
On the biggest sports podcast in the history of this city, you little twerp.
But you also have a little bit of Papa Bear in you.
Yeah. Because I love
him. Yeah, you got Papa Bear in you. And I feel you. I've been there. Because sometimes, here's what's going to happen. I'm so glad you're here.
Then I'll take.
Well, because the overwhelming criticism drives me crazy. And people like to go, once they feel like, okay, we got something to pile on about. It's nonstop, and it's. So I'm just hoping for you that you're able to handle that because it's a long season.
I'm glad I'm here for it. That it's not just for me, at least, which is why I have some of the Papa Bear with Embiid. Mm-hmm. It's not just because he's a great player and he's on the Sixers. He is so specifically aligned with my specific group of Sixers fans because of when he got drafted.
He's the process.
And the fact that he stuck around when he had opportunity. All those things, I think, align him in a way. So when he wins, more than any athlete in my life, it feels like we are winning.
Yes.
And when he loses, it feels like we are losing more than any other athlete. So I will defend him when I feel like it's unfair, but I'll attack him. But no, I'm not ready for Sixers season. Mm.
But the number one thing that my biggest question in life, and I've had this question many times, is what is wrong with Jota Kamara?
How does the caterpillar become the butterfly? I'm 46 years
That's
old.
That's just
I still,
nature.
I haven't figured that one out. Caterpillar.
Cocoon.
Butterfly.
Uh-huh. Cocoon.
Chrysalis.
Tadpole. Yes. Frog.
Crystallization.
See, I didn't know that one. Tadpole and frog? I didn't know that.
Wait, what?
No.
Come what?
On.
I didn't know
whoa.
That.
Wait, whoa.
I don't know that at all.
See, hold on.
Stop.
Joe.
What? I didn't know that.
What?
I'm looking at your face. You're dead serious.
I had no idea that tadpole becomes a frog.
No.
What? This is the same guy that thought chickens have four wings. He did.
Why? Because he gets a four-piece wing?
He said, how many wings do chickens have four wings, right? Four wings.
They serve them in fours.
Like he's never seen a chicken fly, like a chicken.
I don't know. Does any animal have four wings?
No.
Maybe an insect, maybe, but not a real live animal.
How does the tadpole
to the frog. I don't understand how he doesn't know that one.
A tadpole looks like a little frog.
Yes. What are all these expensive schools he went to?
Yeah.
What are they teaching
him? He went to prep, right? Went to St. Joe's prep. Where did he go to college? I can't even remember.
Fairfield in Connecticut.
Okay. I don't even know if that's a good school.
Nah, no idea.
I mean, Joe's kind of dumb.
But he could be president one day.
Well,
honestly.
Yeah. All right.
Low bar.
Before we die. Yeah. Get back to the fightings, man.
Okay. How does a tadpole become a frog? I could even, then we'll get to the fightings. I could even understand how you don't understand the caterpillar into the butterfly thing, even though we all learned it in elementary school, you know, earth science or whatever.
What I think he was saying is that, not that he doesn't know the caterpillar goes into a cocoon, he means that he doesn't understand how it transfers into a butterfly, right? I'm assuming that's what he means.
Yeah, I could get with that one. One has wings, one doesn't. Right. They look different. Tadpole and a frog.
Tadpole and a frog, bro. You got to know that one.
That guy's a psychopath. Let's talk about the Phils.